Harper, Walter. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 28, 1903. Walter Harper, Evangelist. Dear Brother Harper, I received your recent letter and am pleased to hear of your success. I am carrying very heavy burdens, but the burden bearer is close at hand. I lay by burdens upon the dear Savior. Of late, I have been very, very busy writing. Last Tuesday morning, many things were presented to me. I am trying to write them out as fast as possible. I will send you copies of some things I have written when they are ready. Please keep me informed as to where to address you. I wrote recently to Sister Stickney and her daughter, asking them to lend me some money, but they replied that they could not do so. A few days ago, I drove over to Healdsburg and stayed 5 days. The journey seemed to do me much good. We had some interesting meetings there. We receive excellent reports of the success of our brethren in finding suitable locations and buildings for our work in Washington. The Lord is good. He has certainly gone before us in our endeavor to establish the work in that important city. He has opened the way for our brethren to secure a fine church building at a very low price. This church is not yet fully paid for, but we hope it will be before this year closes. We have also secured a place for the establishment of our printing office. This property includes 50 acres of land and was at one time purchased for $60,000. Since that time, much of the land has been cleared and improved. The man who bought the property moved away, and the place was sold for $16,000 to pay the mortgage on it. Our brethren have now secured the place for $6,000. A stream of water fed by a living spring runs through the land. This would furnish sufficient water for a sanitarium. This stream alone is said to be worth the price our brethren have had to pay for the whole property. I thank the Lord for His evident leading in these important moves. Our people have been treated with the greatest courtesy by everyone with whom they have had any dealings in Washington. The warnings for this time will now be given in the capital city of the nation. I was pleased to see that the latest issue of the Review bore the imprint of Washington. It seems strange to me that in the past our work has not been better represented at Washington. I am now anxious to see a sanitarium established in that place. 14 years ago, I thought our people would erect a sanitarium in Washington, but this has not yet been done. A medical institution at that place would greatly help to open the way for the truth to be presented. I am thankful that you are having such good success in selling our publications. I hope and pray that the Lord will be near to help you in your labors. I need not tell you to sell all the books you can. I believe you will do your best. You know not how many souls will be blessed, enlightened, and saved unto eternal life by reading the books you sell. Even the book Breakfast, Dinner, and Supper may be a help to some. Be of good courage in the Lord.